Disodium phosphate. Now, this is an interesting thing. How many have never used disodium phosphate? Yeah, lots of people never have. My introduction to disodium phosphate is very interesting. Let me give you some history of it. I was in the Navy nuclear power submarine program. I had hair up to that point. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but since then, my kids have called me Nightlight. They use me when the power's out. Here, Dad, glow over here a little bit. I had about 8,000 millirad while I was in there, but that's okay. I did it for you. To fight the foreign invaders. We used two dominant chemicals to clean the steam generators and prevent corrosion. They were disodium phosphate and trisodium phosphate. Now you often, those of you who clean the kitchen floor, have used trisodium and disodium phosphate a lot. It's in spick and span and in all kinds of cleaners. It is an emulsifier. It changes the polarity of water so that the water molecules can pick up fat solvent, insoluble things, things of that nature. In small amounts, it has long been used as a natural laxative. And it works by bringing fluid into the bowel. It's not absorbed into the system. It brings fluid from the lymph system into the bowel in case of constipation. Very effective and gentle unless you do overdo it. Biliary dysfunction, useful with choline and AF beta food for gallstones. The disodium phosphate also tends to stimulate production and flow of bile. It can be useful in toxic liver cases along with betacol or AF beta food. Three capsules with warm water in the morning at night. I wouldn't start with that. I would do three and then wait and see because some people may respond with diarrhea and then they're mad at you. So you haven't hurt them. It's just too much. You don't know exactly how much water is going to be brought into the system. Acidosis symptoms, tachycardia, breathlessness, hyperirritability. Often that is a backup in the bowel, and disodium phosphate can help to balance that. It does have an effect in reducing the pH. Adrenal insufficiency, chronic fatigue, hypotension. Again, it isn't healing, nor is it a nutrient. What it is doing is detoxifying that toxic bowel.